parking lot where they wash cars with a special machine and they fix air conditioners. And he quit in the middle because he remembered about June's Mon. So he was working from the final until June. And then all of a sudden he realized how June's Mon is an opportunity he can't miss. So he quit in the middle to go back to yeshiva. And his boss said, I'm losing money because I don't have time to hire a new worker. And one, there's no worker, so then we're losing customers. And if I, the boss, go to work the counter myself, so then I can't fix air conditioners, so I'm losing business that way. So since I'm losing money, despite the fact that you think you want to be, you have the right as a pole to be chayzer, you're a fancy schmancy yeshiva kid, you think you know the sugyas, but the fact is I'm losing money here, and therefore I want to take that out of the salary. So we've seen, he went through a couple of the major details about the sugya, but including touching upon a little bit the question of whether you can make a tanai out of it. But the central issues on both sides so far is that on the one hand, the desire of this boy to get paid for the time that he served, that really is one of the main features of Poli Yachol Achzor, that if he quits, he's entitled to get paid for what he did. Even if the boss is going to have to pay more to get a new worker, so you say, he might think, let me take it out of your salary. Nothing doing, says the Torah, the worker gets the salary that he was committed to getting. However, on the other side, the major point is the Chazon Ish that we just alluded to, that the Chazon Ish says that the right to quit is not absolute. We know that from other sources, we know that from the Mishnayos, that it's not absolute. You can't quit in a way that causes the boss a loss, which doesn't even necessarily only mean dollars, but anything that can't be fixed later, and dollars. So here, if based on that, the Chazon Ish says that you can't quit suddenly. And that's essentially what this guy did. And as we mentioned, the Chazon Ish's point addresses the phrase, we say, Achfilu b'chatzi hayom, so there's some chiddush there in chatzi hayom. So what's the chiddush? Is the chiddush that you can quit, just walk off the stage right away without any kind of warning? That's chatzi hayom, middle of the day, just up and quit. Or is the idea, not necessarily that he doesn't have to give notice, but that the term is, there's no minimal term, that presumably a day is a way of saying the smallest amount of time you would commit for. A day laborer is a temporary worker. And yet even within the day, he could do less. He could theoretically leave. So that's basically the question the Chazon Ish is essentially addressing. What's the chiddush of the phrase, afilu b'chatzi yom? Does it mean to tell you just that there's no term, or even that he could just get up and walk out in the middle of the day? And that's what the Chazon Ish essentially denies, and that's at the heart of this guy's taina. So where we left off, he had just mentioned that apparently according to the law, there is a chok, which also creates a minig, that the basic understanding between people in either direction, whether it's the boss or the worker, is that if the boss is going to fire the worker, or if the worker is going to quit, then there has to be notice. There has to be, wherever it is, 30 days, whatever it is, there has to be some fair notice that they're going to leave. So then he goes on to say, we're at the bottom of Tuf Ayin Hay. So it says, the second column on Tuf Ayin Hay, V'fi divrei Chazon Ish b'nida n'didan, yesh l'dino k'dov ha'ovid, v'lo yochel achzibo ad sh'yimsev l'abayis p'ayol achar b'mkomo, im k'nira d'yochel b'abayis l'nachos lo mischaro. So therefore, according to Chazon Ish, in our case, it seems to be that we should feel like a dover ovid, and he can't really pull out until the boss can find somebody else. And therefore, it seems that the balabas should be able to take off from his salary. Skip now to Tuf Ayin Vav. So it says, this issue, B'ikr, this top of Tuf Ayin Vav, the second paragraph, new section here, says, B'ikr din zeh reisi sh'nestapku b'zeh ha'poskim. I saw this was a shayla in the poskim. Im hifzi b'alabayis b'mashal ha'hodiyo, de'efshir sh'chayiv b'zeh, v'kol sh'im v'das ha'poskim sh'pol chayiv b'gram. That to show that there is such a possibility that if the worker does cause a loss, so then maybe he is chayiv, because we know there's a difference between saying you can't do something and saying that you're chayiv for it. They don't always go together, especially in this area. And so even if you want to say the pole's not allowed to be chozer under such circumstances, but he did, lemaisa. So is there a chayiv? Does he have to pay? So he points out that there are those who would say yes, especially according to those who say that a pole is chayiv b'grama. V'chemash v'nesivas ha'mishbat. So Benidon didon, David.
All right. So you mentioned there the Pelk of Bichayah for Fred Rama versus like also like Bichayah by Fred Rechtem. So will it be a case where the Pelk quitting with Fred Rama will be a case where it would be more direct?
Well, first of all, he could certainly do direct damage, and you know, when he's a worker and he's dealing with a Balabais' property, so he could easily end up breaking something. Right? So he.
Quit?
No, just Tom in general. As a pole, he could end up. So then the question is, should we also say that the nature of the relationship is such that he's also liable for something causational? That we know that in general, Brahma Bnezikin is Pater, but there are circumstances, as we saw more extensively at the beginning of the semester, where maybe it's considered to be more than a normal Brahma. So let's see how this plays out here. V'nidon didan hagam d'harnar ho'di'o mikol malkum kev d'haya ho'da pisoimis. Right, so the boy did tell him, but he told him suddenly. He hid in a closet and threw open the door and screamed, surprise! When we add Ozvo, V'halach lo kodem sheyes man b'yad b'labayis limsa lo po'el acher. So he right away left before the guy had a chance to find somebody else. V'hifzir b'labayis adizeh. Yeish lodin v'lomer de'ahevi kilo ho'dio. V'yachal b'labayis l'achas l'mischaru v'lai af grimas hefzir kanal. So here he's just saying the semantic basic difference, you know, is there a difference between just walking off without saying a word and giving a hodah a second in advance? Presumably not. You know, if there's no chance for him to do anything with this hodah, so it's not going to be any different than no hodah. Yes, sir.
And still remain on the next PDF. It talks about also now if you're going to cause damage or if you're going to stop the ability of him to gain, let's say, an opportunity of profit.
Mm-hmm.
So if you have, let's say, where you call Grumma to stop getting profit, is that so already so detached that he would say maybe that's not a problem?
Well, they're essentially the same thing. Stopping someone from profiting is generally a form of Grumma because it's hard for that to be direct. Because they haven't profited yet. So it's essentially part of the reason why you usually find a patur in that area is because it's itself kind of grumma. And we'll see how that plays out. Okay, so Amesha Balabayas Alapo Alachozer Din Tarumis, right? So this was how the very first tugger we did in this barrack, the concept of Tarumis. It's the very first line in Shulchan Aruch and the first line in our Mishnah. So it says, Shulchan Aruch Pasuk, the H Balabayas Love Tarumis. Right, you may recall, again, this is the very first sugya in this parak, the question of why is there tarumas? When we talked about tarumas, we had a couple of questions. What does tarumas mean? What does tarumas accomplish? And why is there tarumas? And when is there tarumas? So the question of why is there tarumas in the case of a worker who quits, so there it comes out that most Rishonim say it's because of the Torah, because the boss is, even if he doesn't lose any money, that's the assumption there. Let's say the boss doesn't lose anything, but he has to be matriach to find new people, so that itself is a cause of tarumas. V'achinami tzarech v'labayis l'tzarech achar po'el achar, so here also he's going to have to find somebody else. V'lefizeh kishein torech af tarumas nelo, so it would come out that if there's no Torah, then there's no tarumas. However, it's not so clear that's true, because Miyu B'Siv Zayin, Mash Meshiyeshin Tarumas Af Kishayin Torech, Shahare Hasam Ayri Kishayomer Lo Schor Me'elu, V'Efshir D'Shayini B'Davar Ha'avad Yesh Din Tarumas Af Kishayin Torech. So it could be that it's one or the other, that if there's Torech, there's Tarumas, but if there's no Torech, but there's a loss, anything that's going to be missing, so the Tarumas for that. U'Pashit V'Makom Shiyesh Din Tarumas Shayach Afilu Kodem Missing Line. But so it would seem that if there is tarumis, then that's a significant issue, and that could happen even before he starts. Right, so we're lucky that even though the PDF gets cut off in the bottom, so the heading tells us what exactly the situation that he's concerned about is. So it says in the heading, "Yesh balabayis ala poel hachozer in terms kodim shehischol, om shehischol malacha v'gedet tarumis." Okay. So then he goes on to say that, as we saw, again, this is very good chazara for us to go back to our first topics, that tarumas may or may not be coexistent with or parallel to or the same thing as sheiris yisrael loyas avla, mechus ramana, other types of phrases where we find that it's wrong for people to go back on their word and the like. So how does that fit in? So here he discusses that in Mishmer Shalom, in the top of the second column of Tafayin Vav, that pol achozer yesh bo mishum sheiris yisrael lo yasu avlo, that a person who is from the remnant of the Jewish people will not do something that is corrupt, will not do something that's not right, and a pol achozer seems to be subject to that. But lechein amrin hasam, Bailam Ba'amira. And therefore, we say that the Bailam are able to affect their deal with speech because it would be wrong to go back on it. Kas Mishmar Shalom, based on Marshal, quotes the Taz. Shim HaPoyal, Oni, V'nidchak, Lo Shayach, B'zem Mishim Leos Avos. The Pole is under great pressure because he's very poor, so presumably he has to do it for some reason to survive. Then he will not be considered under this heading of Sheiris Yisrael. Hi.
So considering that we had the Rishon having the other day that they could have sort of quit, and this is all really from the Chazon Ish, which obviously, according to all these things he's quoting, has been very much accepted. So I understand it like the halacha in terms of poi.
Just to clarify your point about acceptance, because then he goes on to say also that it's clearly the minig, and it's the minig also because it's the law. So with the law and the minig and the Chazon Ish all together, it seems to be the assumption.
But even with that, how can you say that we have like this ethical problem with this extra smach, though, that it's like the Rishonim weren't concerned about that?
Well, no, but that was, you know, again, this goes back to our first.
Because it's the minhag.
Right. So the question is just, when we talk about Tarumas itself is very confusing. What is Tarumas meant to suggest? Does it mean that it's mutter for him to do this? Or it's not mutter, but it's still within his rights, so to speak? Is there some bifurcation, perhaps? Right, we remember we discussed this. It's a good opportunity to review that maybe it just means that if the poel does this, he's technically speaking within his rights monetarily, but he's still acting inappropriately from a midas perspective. Maybe it's an issue of asisa yashav atov. Maybe it's an issue of other things. Maybe it's an issue of sheris yisrael lo yasu avla. So that's a major issue that the commentaries in the Shulchan Aruch were discussing, the Sma and others. It was traced to two days in the Ramah. We discussed a little conversation that the Sefer Nos Imperio had about this, that it's certainly possible that there is a two-tiered structure here, that maybe it works, but still, from a Midos perspective, it's wrong to do. Or maybe it's not, or maybe it's mutter to do, but still there is some recourse. It could go in either direction. It could be that it's mutter to do, but there's some recourse, this mysterious Tarumas idea, that the other party has. So, and especially also, this is also going to correlate if we find, when we talk about here, a possible isser. Like, remember when we were talking about the guy with the car service to the airport. Right? So we had that whole long discussion about whether or not he's chayiv to pay the guy if he pulls out. And then we mentioned towards the end of a very strong possibility, which affects halacha l'maaseh humongously, that maybe he might not be chayiv to pay the guy, but maybe it was usher to do it in the first place. Maybe it was wrong to cause this guy a loss, that if he's basically causing the driver a loss, even if our conclusion should be he's not chayiv to pay for the loss, it might still be usur to do it. It might still be wrong for a halachic Jew to act in such a way. So we have all kinds of dichotomies here in the sense, and this is certainly consistent with that, that maybe there is an issue of Sheretz Yisrael. So this idea that if he's very poor he can pull out is a little bit contradicted by other sources where it says that if he changes because of yoker, that's not within his entitlement, which seems to imply, why is it a contradiction? It seems to imply that if the only reason he quits is because he has a higher paying job somewhere else, so then that's not in the category of Kili B'nai Yisrael Avadim. That basically means he has the right to not be working, but the idea that he is entitled to still work but at a higher salary is not included in that. So then what do we mean here by saying that, oh, but if he's poor, then he's not included in Sheretz Yisrael Yosu Avla if he's going to quit. V'yesh la'ayin l'das ha'poskim shuval ha'bayis ha'chayz v'yesh b'mim shumachosri ha'mano. So also the poskim would say that a balabayas who pulls out from his agreement with the worker is in violation of mechusar amana. Is this also true for a poel? Then he quotes here the chikrei lev, which is also something that we mentioned. And shuvas chikrei lev, nistapik b'fayel sheniskar lebeiz malachas v'chazer bo me'achas, im yachar balabayas lachzer bo me'acheres v'lo hechriya. So again, the same question, that is it only he can pull out if he wants to be free and wants to not work at all, or can he even pull out if he has two jobs he's committed to and he's going to pull out of one, which means he'll still be working? Is that still within his right? So then he gets into the Kenyan idea. So the next paragraph he quotes from the Beis Yosef, quoting from the Talmud HaRashba, which ends up being the view of the Ritva in Bav Metzia, and the Shach quotes. that this machlokas that we spent some time on the other day about if there is a kinyan. According to the Ritva, if there's a kinyan not to pull out, then that is effective. And the Shach said, no, what are you talking about? Ki libanei Yisrael avadim, that's not something that you can kinyan out of. Okay, so then the next two paragraphs talks about the nature of the kinyan. And at the top of the next column, Tafayin Zayin, it says, Chasav Shabda Filam Nomar She'enu Yochel Akofel Aso Samalacha Ba'atzmo Mishum She'enu Eved Etzlo Shichol Akofel Amalacha Ma'el Achiev She'kabal Al'atmo Shvalabayas Yizkor Lov Po'olim Kidei Ligmor HaMalacha. So he's quoting here from the Shvos Yaakov in the previous paragraph, where he knows, and this is going to be very relevant to this case, that it's possible to say that even if you're going to tell me that this Kenyan doesn't have the effect that he can force the worker to work, because that would be like an Eved, nonetheless, it still may give the boss some right. So what right might he have? That he could hire other workers at this guy's expense, which normally is not possible with a poel who quits, but maybe the Kenyan should be effective at least for that purpose. Which opens up, again, all kinds of interesting doors, and what exactly is the gather of Keli B'nai Yisrael Avadim. And Keli B'nai Yisrael Avadim, if you look at it carefully, so it creates this non-Evid status, which means you can quit. The ability to quit, which theoretically anybody could walk off at any moment of anything, it just has consequences. So part of having the ability means you don't have the consequences. You get your salary. That's what it normally means. So what if you have a scenario where you made a kinyan? So the kinyan, maybe it should mean you can't quit at all. But even those who say that it doesn't change your ability to quit, because that's inherent in Torah law, but maybe the other ramifications of your ability to quit should be affected. So maybe you can quit because at the end of the day, you can't force somebody to work. That's a violation of Ki Li B'nei Yisrael Avad. But to say that all of his rights as a worker are completely inalterable, he can't do anything to contract out of those, maybe not. So maybe we could split the process here. He can quit, but the fact that he's entitled to get paid the salary without any consideration of how much it's going to cost the balabas to hire somebody else, maybe that's not true. It's a very fascinating distinction. Okay. So by the way, we're in the middle of Tafayin Zayin now. So he goes on to quote the Tshuvas Chavos Yair, which you saw because I gave it out, so hopefully you saw it. Shekashu l'das ha-ritva einu elu v'fayil ha-niskel z'man katzer aval niskel yosu m'gimel shanem modesh afilu v'kinyin yachal achzor. That even the ritva says you can't go out if you take this kinyin, that's only for a short-term worker, but if it's going to be more than 3 years, where we saw that there was a view in Rishonim that you can't make such a deal at all, so then he thinks the Ritva would also agree that if you made a kinyan for that, you can't hold a worker to it. Okay, so now the next point he considers this very relevant issue. So what if the Baal HaBayis is holding on to the salary? So Baruchas Mishpatim, the bottom of Tafayin Zayin, quotes the Shut Evan HaShoham, that in a place where the poskim have a machlokas, the pole could quit, and the balabayas is holding on to something that he's obligated to the pole from before, so can he say, Kimli she'enu yachal achzor? Can he say, I hold from the opinion that the worker cannot quit? Right? We know the normal rule is that what does Kimli mean? Kimli means that if you have a machlokas, this is something we talked about pretty extensively the first semester, right, that if you have a machlokas in Dine Mamanis, and there are substantial minorities on the other side, so then the privilege to hold the minority view, say Kimli, goes to the muchsak, the one who would have to pay up. He has the right to say, well, I don't have to pay because I hold like the majority view, the minority view here. Kimberly like that opinion. So, what about the situation here? Maybe tfisa, this idea that one party can hold something and keep it to himself, that's only true if the whole monetary commitment is itself in a safek. Masha'in kein b'zeh she'etzem achov u'barer. Here it's clear that there is a chov. V'hela she'esh b'zeh iser d'arayis d'loisavu b'avodas avet. So his opinion was that there is a issue here of avdus, and you can't say kimli. Let's move to tafayin ches. So let's skip around a little bit in the interest of time here. Trying to decide what's the best usage of the few minutes we have left here. Alright, so see the next part, the next simon, he takes on the other part of the question, the part that we've had some specific interest in, where he says, so what about the fact, the lack of, now simon pays I and starting a tough ayin test, what about the lack of informing him what's going on? Says Lafiza, Benidon Didon, Kevin Shakatsa was Harkal Chodesh Vichodesh, Imkain, Einapol Yachal Achsebol of Negmar Chodesh. So since they made a deal that they're working per month, he shouldn't be able to go back within a month. Yim Chazabo Yishomer de Ainabalabai Sashal was Harkarish that cloud. Shouldn't have to pay for this month at all. The Kol Shakin Shiachal Inkos Loa Hefset Shigarim, the Gamal Pichok Hoda Mukdemes, he the chozer by kodem b'liho da mukdemes tzarich l'shalim pitzul b'alabayis afilu lo hafsedo. Right, so the law is if a person skips out, he has to pay reparations for that, independent of the loss. So here, especially if there is an actual loss, it would seem to be that his lack of prior information, his lack of prior giving him a notice, is itself going to make him have to pay. Jonathan?
It talks about Minhag Medina. Does that mean like what the from Jews do, or like even if you live in America, the fact you have like 200 some million non-Jews, does that also count?
So it depends. It may count, you know, because that may also affect what the from Jews do. The question basically is when we talk about a Minhag, so there are times the Gemara says explicitly, I call Minhag Medina, and so Minhag Medina would seem like it means the Medina, you know, whatever the Medina is, but it's not talking in Satmar terms, you know. Okay, it's, it means you know, whatever medina you happen to be living in. So part of that is that the assumption usually is between people, even if they're Jews, they're both Jews, that this is what they're used to, this is what they expect, and this is the terms that they have in mind when they work with each other. Okay, so basically, you see, this new simon that he started is working off an assumption that he comes at the end of the previous simon, which we tried to skip over in the interest of time, that if you hire somebody for a set period of time, so then there is a case to be made that he can't quit within that period of time, and that he shouldn't have to, the boss shouldn't have to pay at all if there is a quittage during that time. That's what he refers to in the first paragraph of Simon Pei Zayin here, in Tafayin Tes. And he says, "Shuv kasev amin chaspitim v'al gufa davar tzarichin tuva b'chay shem mishpat shem megim adalar b'vur de kabla b'chayzer bo yado al tachtona." So when a kabla, say a kabla, it's not a pole. So if he quits, so yado al tachtona, so he's at a disadvantage. But still, even within that disadvantage, I'll call upon him tzarich l'shalim v'man sh'asli. He still have to pay him for what he did. And Rashi over there says that Rashi contrasts this with a poll and says, "But poll pshit it's schar li yamim afilu b'schum echad echayzer b'mashal b'meitav mashasa." It seems very difficult to say that somebody who has worked part of the time, especially as a poll, should not be entitled to the salary for the time that he worked. All right, so then he revisits here the issues of davar avod, etc., etc., and then he'll skip to tough pay. So he talks more about what this Davar Avid idea means. He quotes, if you see here, the top of tape, Tav Pei, that but the Davar Avid makes a poel like a kablan, essentially the same type of disadvantage. And the next paragraph, it says, "Pas p'chumus adeshen, the m'shareses, iyo evet shol balabayis mikri Davar Avid, that if you have a maid who does work that the boss is not able to do, so if she quits, the boss can't have that work done at all, So then that's essentially itself like a Davar Avid, right, which is part of what this guy was claiming, that he's not able to do this work himself because he is a responsible for other things. And he quotes the Smayer, Kasav Asma, but Davar She'enu Avid, Per She'enu Tzarech Shah, Bo Kiaf She'achse Bo Poel, Vlo Yumale Poel, Vlo Yumale Medesh Be'yimtza, Poel Acher, Liskor, That's how he defines Davar Avid, something that's needed for that time, and that's going to be lost if the time passes. It says, Paul Chozer Bo Evaregel, Kasab Aracha Shulchan, Shema Tosefta, Mishahaya Balam Larabim, Safar Larabim. So even if it's it comes Yontif time, he wants to go home for Yontif. It's presumably not Yontif yet, but he wants to go home to have more time in front of Yontif. If he's the only one who provides a certain service, the people can make him not do that. And the Aruch HaShulchan says over there, Shmikam Lamadar, Demishu Socha L'Chaveru Ozman Kavua. Einu Yochel Leilech L'Regel L'Beiso Shalom B'Shos Abaylin. That if somebody is committed to working for a set time, so then he can't take off for Yantif to go home, meaning in enough time before Yantif to get home, unless he has his boss's permission. Im Lo Shehisna Kein Mikodem, Osh Abaylin Ivru Olav Asadarach, Shashinu Mitunayim Shedibru Be'ezah. That maybe if they made some type of an arrangement like that, that's something else. And the Shuvah Shevet Alevi, now he's quoting a contemporary sefer, Rav Osner, Hevi b'shem Shuvah Shara Frayim, Shadam b'divri Atosvus, Simhu midin davar avar, Umashma shiyachal akofa b'davar avar, Shivu l'shem kashav, Sedem midin takana satzibur. Alright, so let's see the best way to do this. So as you see, this Shuvahs are much longer. And we are unfortunately limited in time. But he has at the end of this tshuva, it's broken up into the various PDFs, I have to call them up, but this is the last page of the first PDF, Tough Pave Bays, says, Hamuru Mikol Anam. That which comes out of all of this is what? Paul Yochel Achzibah B'chatzi Ayom Afilu Hischa V'olacha Afilu Perakibel Scharo LDH Poskim B'tzarech She'itein Shtar Al-Damav. That if there's going to be a loss, they can hire against him. I think that's also a type of the person. Ain hefsed me a chazar. But if there's no loss from his quitting, then he can only convince him to go back to work, but he can't take the out of his salary. Paul doesn't lose out his schar, whether the rate went up or rate went down, just the Baal HaBayis leaves enough that he should finish the malacha of the day. And then the point of the B'chatcha Rav had said it's a suffix whether or not the Paul can undo his chazar. But if you warned him, he sure doesn't have to take him back. And he has to give back the clothes, the worker has to give back clothes, special garb that the boss had given him. And then he gets into the question again of whether he has to, whether he can make it tonight. Quickly open up the other PDF here. So as part of the limitations of Otzer HaChachma that you can only do a certain amount of pages at once. Sorry, this will take a second. It's technology. I have a brief intermission while this loads. You have the second PDF?
Yeah, it's open. Zoom into whatever version you want.
Sorry?
You can zoom into whatever version you want.
Do you want to give me a second to go on the back?
All right, so basically he ends off this too. We'll just look at his conclusion, and then we'll just look at the Shaila in the next case, and then we'll have to leave this for personal study. But basically he ends off, he says, Tavla Adina, what's his maskana? He says, Benidon Didon, the Medubar Ischaro, Abbasis Chadashi, Shida Poskim Geni Alach Lachsebo, that since we're talking about a case where he's paid on a monthly basis, so therefore the view of the Poskim is that he can't really go back on that, he cannot be Choser Tochazman, Beloho Dal Mekdemis, without advance notice. Shiucha Babai Slimsopoy Alachar, Vlachain Kosvit, the Mikri Dover, Avid Vlomibai, El Hafsid Mamish. And we don't even have to ask if there's an actual half said yachal in kos mischar pula, so that for sure he could take out of his salary. El afilu al gram hefsid, even if all he does is cause indirectly a hefsid, shitas kama poskim the chayiv apol v'koshekain the yachal linchos lo hefsid mischaro. That many poskim hold the pole is chayiv, and for sure you can at least take it out of his schar. If he takes it out of the salary, so that you don't even have to know for sure that he's chayiv, that's basically a tfisa situation. And if there's even a minority that says he's chayiv, the boss should be able to rely on that. If we also keva da pi chukei schiros apolim gam below hefsi klal tzarech apoy l'shama balabayis pitzui v'lemeshach hayamim shal avad v'lachein al hefsid mamish vada yigvelo v'al gram hefsid imhu poyloni yipashri mod l'inach arach chatzi hefsid. Okay, so you see, very practical, a nice case, bringing together all the different details of what we talked about, so I hope you found that useful. But essentially, what's the bottom line? Is that, yes, the boss has the right to hold on to the salary. Why? Because, essentially, he has a couple of factors in his favor. But it's not 100% clear that the way the situation was, he's hired on a monthly basis, that he actually has the right to be chozer. But even if he generally would have the right to be chozer, here, he's causing him a loss. And it's probably a real loss, but even if it's only a causational loss, so then that should mitigate his ability to be chozer without advance notice, and the chazanish and the whole thing. And especially because that is the law says he has to pay reparations stam for doing this, regardless of what the consequences are. So here for sure, if it was an actual loss, and we're only talking about tfisa basically, because he's not making the worker pay, he's just holding on to the money that he would pay him. So that is tfisa, so that should be within the rights of the boss. Just, we won't have time to do it together, but I gave you these PDFs. So just, so you see just another example of what another Shaila is in this topic. The next two Simanim is a different Poli Yachal Achzer case. So again, you should have it in your PDFs also. But you see the case. It says, Nishalti be'echad shahayu lo yelad eitzel shamartaf. Which, I don't know if you knew that Hebrew word before. It's apparently one word, right? Puts in parentheses, babysitter. She had other children to watch also. So the mother of the child stopped working, and she didn't need any more a helper. She's holding her kids at home now. So, to what extent does the situation change now because this woman took on this babysitting job because she had other kids to watch, and now she doesn't have other kids to watch because the mother stopped working and she's taking back her kids. So, how does that affect the working arrangement? So, hopefully you'll have a chance to look at this on your own. It's also all relevant to these sugyas. And again, hopefully you found this to be educational. Alright, so again, our agenda tomorrow, make sure to be here for